Welcome or welcome back to part two of the Power Up series. If you haven't yet listened to part one, that's okay. You can listen to this out of order, but I do encourage you to go back to that episode if you're interested in learning the basics of caring for yourself as an energetic being. So in part one, we spoke about energy circuits, and to continue this conversation on energy, we're going to discuss our energetic fields. Science tells us that any sort of electric current also generates a magnetic field. You cannot have one without the other. And since we're electric beings, our magnetic field arises from us by default, powered by our heart centers. This magnetic field is called the aura. So let's get into it. Hello, my love. Welcome to The Vibe. My name is Ashlyn. I'm a multi-certified human potential activist, and this is the Mindflowers podcast. If you're searching for more self-knowledge, more abundance, more life, you just hit a lick, because the Mindflowers podcast is an archive of lessons in spiritual wellness, explorations into self, and interactive practices designed to lead you to your own truth. I'm here to inspire you out of your cycles and into your potential. From my heart chakra to yours, here are some Mindflowers. There are many ways to describe the aura, but my favorite way to describe it is it's like a life-size mood ring. A personal rainbow surrounding our bodies, the aura can tell us a lot about who we are. Just like the rings of a tree, our aura contains information about our lineage, our past, and our present. Your aura is actually made up of 7 layers, each one coordinating with the major chakras. Now, that's a little much to get into, but I did list that information down in the show notes if you're interested in those details. Your aura is your first point of contact with the world, and it can say more about you than your words do. Just as mood rings change colors based on what we're feeling, the daily fluctuation of our auras is based on the interaction of various mental, emotional factors. When you're sick or feeling down, your aura shrinks and condenses, leaving little room for your highest good to come to you. But when you're in high spirits, your aura expands and magnetizes magical experiences into your life. Your inner world is playing the strings, controlling all the events of your outside world. This inner orchestra is either making music or making noise. Those inner notes determine what gets stuck in your aura and what gets amplified. The toxic relationships you never healed from, those false beliefs that you learned when you were 3, old pains, regrets, traumas, anger, grudges, those tears you swallowed down, desires you felt like you weren't worthy to have. All of these parts of you still exist, and the notes they play live in your personal field, aka biosphere. We expand our auras by integrating and creating relationships with these parts. Reintegration includes acknowledging the parts of yourself that you deny. Now, the aura has 3 main functions. It announces who you are. It gathers information from the surrounding environment. You ever walked into a room and immediately felt tension? That's your aura picking up on the energy in the space. The aura also protects you by acting as a bodyguard, flicking off unwanted energy that doesn't resonate with your frequency. Now, the aura can't do its job properly if you got all sorts of energetic baggage stuck in it. When our auras are harboring unwanted energies, we may feel tired, unbalanced, depressed, anxious, just not quite ourselves. Time for a vibe check. Just take a few moments, close your eyes, if it's safe for you to do so. Breathe and intuitively determine the condition of your aura right now. What images and sensations come to you? Are there dark blotches or energy leaks? Where in the aura are these located? Or instead, perhaps your aura is vibrant, pulsating, feels electric. How far out from your body does your aura extend? Can you sense it? What do you think your aura tells other people about you? Do you like what it's saying? The condition of your aura spotlights what needs to be healed. And just as a quick anecdote, if you sensed any stagnant energy on your right side, those are unresolved feelings of anger, frustration, and on the left side, those are unresolved feelings of sadness, grief, helplessness, and fear. Well, fear can appear anywhere of the aura. There is no side attached to fear. Because the aura is the blueprint to our life experiences, we're going to get into some ways to give ourselves a power boost so we can make sure our personal energy fields are only attracting the best experiences to us. The most important practice to maintaining a healthy aura is cultivating your heart. The heart's electrical field is about 60 times greater in amplitude than the electrical activity generated by the brain. In fact, according to Joseph Chilton Pierce in The Biology of Transcendence, the energy that our heart radiates affects the cells in our brain called glial cells, which are electromagnetically sensitive, and transmits information from our heart straight into our neurons, affecting our perceptions of the world around us. I love this quote by François de la Rochefoucauld. Let me do this man some justice. I knew I was going to butcher that. Okay. François de la Rochefoucauld, I think. I don't know. Forgive me. Anyway, he says, "The heart is forever making the head its fool." Ugh, so good. The contents of your heart play the loudest notes in your inner orchestra, which is why cultivating the heart is step one to creating a healthy aura. But what does it mean to cultivate exactly? To cultivate something is to prepare and develop it. Take a moment, pause this episode, to think about your answer to this question. What do you do to create a heart that is more mature and experienced? An experienced heart generates a powerful auric field. To live in auric harmony, you must tune the keys. Earlier, I had mentioned that one of the three main functions of the aura is that it serves as a bodyguard, protecting you from what's not meant for you. In order for it to work properly, you gotta do your part, you know what I'm saying? So the quality of your aura depends on the boundaries you've set. Like your skin, your aura is a boundary. It signifies where you end and the world begins. Great boundaries create a happy, self-contained ecosystem. Not-so-great boundaries can pollute and compromise the auric field. Avoid things that zap your energy. The more often you say no to those things, the more often you say yes to yourself, and the negative influences around you will have minimal effects on your well-being. The whole premise of this episode is if you take care of your aura will take care of you. When energy particles of the same frequency link up and flow together, their attraction power increases, making it harder to be influenced by negative energy and boosting your overall happiness and passion for life, which is the ultimate calling card for your highest good. That is powered up living. You could be anywhere, but you chose to be here. And for that, I'm forever grateful, because without you, this podcast has no juice. If you're loving this vibe, please spread the word. You can send an episode link to your friends, leave a 5-star review, or you can hit my text line to join the Bloom community. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can check out my online shop. You also have the option to leave a donation if you'd like. The links for that and the number to the text line will be down in the show notes. Again, thank you so much for sharing your energy with me today. I love you and I like you.